Don't Look Down by Jennifer Crusey and Bob Mayer. For Bob and Jenny, who never gave up on us. Chapter 1. Lucy Armstrong was standing on the Eugene Talmadge Memorial Bridge, surveying the mess she'd just taken charge of, when she spotted the black helicopter coming at her through the sunset. Based on the rest of her day, that wasn't going to be good. 20 feet to her right, her assistant director, Gleason Bloom, ignored the chopper and worked the set like a depraved grasshopper, trying to organize what Lucy had already recognized as her career's most apathetic movie crew. Her gratitude to Gloom for his usual good work was only exceeded by her gratitude that he hadn't yet seen that the movie stunt coordinator was Connor Nash, now half hidden behind his black van, arguing with a sulky-looking brunette. Of course, Gloom was bound to notice Connor sooner or later. "I'll just point out that it's only 4 days," she thought. 4 lousy days for really good money. We check on Daisy and Pepper. We finish up somebody else's movie. We go home. No harm, no foul. Off to the west, the helicopter grew closer, flying very low, just above the winding Savannah River. All around were brush and trees, garnished with swamp and probably full of predators. The Low Country, Connor had called it, as if that was a good thing instead of a euphemism for soggy with a chance of alligator. And now a helicopter. Lucy rocked back as 50-some pounds of 5-year-old niece smacked into her legs at top speed, knocking her off balance.
"Aunt Lucy!"
"Pepper!" She went down to her knees, inhaling the pepper smell of Twizzlers and Fritos and Johnson's baby shampoo as she hugged the little girl to her, trying to avoid the binoculars slung around Pepper's neck. "I am so glad to see you," she said, rocking her back and forth. Pepper pulled away.